The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM.
KCNR.
Yeah,
little,
yeah, listen up and listen tight, little lady. Hey, the 3rd of May.
We need some of that.
Hooray, hooray, the 3rd of May. Hey, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Sue's got the helm here for a few minutes while Christine
Good morning.
Bringing herself in through the train stations and everything else, and who knows what else.
Thank you, Sue. Sue McClain
so
News Hour.
Whoa.
I love to listen to you. You make a lot of people start the day.
A lot of people like to listen to Sue.
Yeah.
And it, when Sue was gone for,
what's
I think
to
Sue,
love?
Sue got a vacation. Was on vacation.
I was.
And I mean, I'd get phone calls. Is Sue coming back? What's going on with
is
Sue?
Is she okay?
That is so nice.
Yeah.
You know, thank you.
Well, no, it's true. I mean,
see, right there, that voice.
Sue is
right there. That
Sue
voice
is the one that keeps the station going. By the way, Sue just doesn't do the news.
Sue stepped in when Diane left.
Oh man.
You know, Diane retired. When Diane had been with us. Yeah.
Got retired. If you're looking for a boyfriend, come for us as a bookkeeper. We have lost three of them to falling in love,
getting married,
and moving away.
Not a bad way to lose your staff. So Sue came in.
She's already married.
Stepped in. She's probably in five positions now. Not only is she doing the traffic and the logs, the morning show, sales, Colt 45 games, and then steps in like now, and we've got somebody who's like stuck behind a train or the car doesn't start. I mean, you're here. I mean, just
hey, no
Sue,
problem.
Can't even begin to tell you what a wonderful.
That's why Sue makes more money than all of us.
She does.
Anyway, hey.
The perks. Well, with us, let's just go right. I'm going to do the weather in a little bit here, but let's just go right to you. We've got Katrina here, and she's on her media run, which means she's on a timely matter. So
with Shakira.
Yeah, with Shakira. So good morning. We brought in Buford.
Yeah.
And I forgot, it's Friday, there's another dog. I mean, you know, he's all ramped up.
For the first time ever, I heard him bark.
Oh, yeah.
Like a dog. I mean, he was barking, and I never even knew he could do that.
Yeah.
He has the ability.
Now we know. So, Katrina, good morning. Haven Humane, and you always bring Pet of the Week. In fact, that's how we found our Buford.
Yeah,
you brought him in, I don't know what, a month and a half ago. So, tell us about Shakira.
First off, she has a bark much bigger than her little body. I know when you guys heard her bark, you thought I had a very large dog with me, and it turns out I had a 20-pound poodle mix on the other end of that bark. She's only about a year old, so she's definitely very puppy. She has a ton of energy. She pretty much has not stopped moving since we got here. She's super-duper friendly, though. Definitely super outgoing, wants to interact with every person she meets, wants to run up to you, wants to lick your fingers, wants to jump on you. She's kind of funny. She's only, like I said, she's only 20 pounds, so she is a smaller dog, which is good for a lot of people. But I know that, a lot of people tend to think that a small dog means they're not going to have many, like, energy needs or there's not as much care involved. But a lot of small dogs have just as much, like, energy needs and care as a bigger dog. And I'd say Shakira is very much that way, where she's going to need a ton of time in the yard, a lot of toys, and a lot of attention.
Uh-huh.
But she is very loving, and she's done pretty good with other dogs, and she's done good around children, too. So I think she would be a great family dog for anybody who has a pretty active lifestyle.
She's laying your frog. The frog lay, you know, with their back behind
right,
you.
Yeah, right, right.
So she is a cutie. She's curly.
And black and white.
Black and white. And just looking for energy? We have energy.
So tell me, isn't the golf tournament, is that happening now?
It's on May 17th.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah. Still time to sign up, maybe sponsor a hole or sponsor something.
Yeah, Puff or Paw's coming up. If you're interested in taking part or sponsoring, you're going to go to havenhumane.org to sign up for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we do have Bissell going on right now.
Oh, yeah. That means you guys have to empty the shelter. And this is a perfect way where everything is covered by the Bissell organization.
Yeah, I know. It's excellent. I'm so glad we're doing that. So until the 15th, there's no adoption fee for any animal in our shelter. Of course, there is a license fee for the dogs if it applies to you. But yeah, so completely waived adoption fees thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation.
Can you get a refund? If you've adopted in the last month?
So you know what's really interesting is that I think about how
not for you.
Bissell is like Nabisco. It's a name, household name product, Bissell. And so I'm just curious, I mean, because I always think about I'm that person that likes to go into the backstory. I'm just curious about the Bissell Pet Foundation. If the Bissell family loved pets so much and they adopt, they have a month that they open up or a week or however long it is that they open up through their foundation, they pay for all of the fees to be neutered, adoption, whatever it is. That's an amazing thing.
It is. I know the big person is Kathy Bissell. She is kind of the face of the Pet Foundation. I don't know exactly what inspired her, but so thankful that she does this because, you know, they do it for like a select amount of shelters across the United States. So it's definitely a really wonderful thing where they help out so many animals.
And Haven is selected, I would imagine, almost every time, it seems like.
Yeah, we always take part in it. Yeah. So well, I'm very thankful for that.
Well, that says a lot about Haven Humane, too.
I'd love to interview her sometime.
That'd be a fun interview.
Yeah, it would be a great interview.
She got into that. You know,
yeah. Right. She's an animal lover, obviously. The family's animal lovers, and they, you know, you see these displaced dogs and cats, and you think, this isn't fair. They didn't make this choice.
Exactly.
And so it's like having little orphans.
I'm sure it's a foundation that they've set up. You know, it's a 501 of some kind, you know, tax-free foundation so people can donate to it. But I imagine most of the money comes from the Bissell.
Yeah, actually, when you buy a Bissell product, part of the proceeds of that go to the Pet Foundation.
Oh, great.
So just buying Bissell helps support animals.
Well, that makes me want to buy a Bissell now. I'll be looking for the brand. I'm not kidding.
No, I would understand that when our sweeper reaches its last days, I could see getting a Bissell. Yeah. And, okay, now, Shakira is an adorable little girl. She's full of energy. Right now she's chewing on her toy. And what we've found, and you probably know this, is that Buford will get in his energy and you toss him something to chew on. Boom, down he goes, starts chewing on it, calms them and everything. So
she's a similar girl. She definitely is going to need some chew toys.
Oh, yeah. And she's 20 pounds, so you can handle her. She's not going to pull you down the street on the rope. But she is exuberant. She's a puppy.
Exactly. She's full of joy.
And she's licking. She's a licker.
You know, I'm looking up Bissell right now, and, you know, if you just go to the Walmart or whatever you're going to go, especially I love our local vacuum store and sewing store. I can't think of that. Hokumas? Yeah.
Hokumas.
And so I try to buy local, but I mean, Bissell, you know, it's $2.89 is the most expensive online. I mean, that's pretty good. You know, when you think about a vacuum cleaner, it's not like $1,000. It's, they're in that. So be thinking about that when you're selecting, like, what's the company's, what do you want to say?
Their corporate ethos.
There you go. Thank you for
their
that.
Corporate ethos.
Sounds good.
What do they do? What do they support? Veterans organizations. They support, like in this case, pets or animals in foster shelters. So anyway, last thought.
Shakira is going to make you very happy, but you will never be bored a day in your life.
I have a feeling that she would settle down. And this would become your love bug.
Definitely. And, of course, she's only a year, so she's very young right now. She's going to get older, calm down a little bit. And definitely when she has, you know, full access to a yard, I think she'll settle a little bit.
I know. She'll probably have her zoomies. And the one thing we do with Buford, he gets walked at least twice a day, long walks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sleeps the rest of the time, which is kind of cool. So, okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Again, it's Shakira, Pet of the Week here from Haven Humane.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, and I'll get to the weather after this break.
As soon as we come back.
No fighting. Shakira, Shakira. I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Hey. Bonita. Hey. Casa. Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
The pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank, 17 years in the business right here, moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, 1 down in Anderson. They are the cheers of...
We bank with them.
Of banking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you walk in and everybody knows your name. So, Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
I'm going to give you a quick weather update. Kind of strange weather going on here. Today we're going to be, today's going to be 83. We're close to 81, 83. 13 miles per hour. You know, the wind, Looks like tonight showers are going to be after 3 a.m. with our lows of around 51. Again, winds maybe up to 14 miles per hour tonight. Now, maybe up to 22, according to the National Weather Service here. Now, tomorrow, this is weird. I don't know if you feel it or you see it. Showers with thunderstorms are possible after 11 a.m. because I know we're going to be out training with Buford outside tomorrow. So the temperature, study temperature, is around 54. Weird. I mean, I'm sorry, 81 to 54. I mean, last time I looked, it was 80 to 60. But this is like the high of 54. So, you know, I mean, it's you know, bring out your beanie sweaty caps again. Okay, lows are 42. And then Sunday, mostly sunny, up to 63 with partly cloudy skies on Sunday night with 44. As we progress next week, it's coming out with sunny again, 67, Tuesday 73, and back up to 77 and 81. So those are like really, that's a great forecast, you know, but very interesting to go into that 20 plus degree plunge. That's what's happening in front of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
You know, about in 2019, there was a tragedy out on a dive boat. A dive boat was called Concepcion, and it caught fire, killed 34 people. One crewman,
yes.
33 guests. And the captain's trial finally ended, and he was just sentenced to 4 years in jail for one count of misconduct or neglect of a ship officer, an offense commonly called seaman's manslaughter.
Ooh!
The funny thing is that we know people that have been on that dive boat. If you're going scuba diving, you know, you rent a spot on a boat and it's overnighters, and they'll take you out to some nice spots, but you spend the night on the boat.
Uh-huh.
Come back in the next day, usually in the evening and the next day. In this case, if I remember right, because as I've been on dive boats before, but one of the things you always do is you find out how do you get out, because you're down below. Is find out where the exits are. Well, in this case, the fire, when it started, was blocking the exits. And the captain said where he was at was on fire. He dove in the water with the other crew members and then came back up to try and fight it. But the firefighting equipment was on fire, too. So they were blocked. I even think one of the exits, excuse me, was blocked. Thank you. Was blocked. So they were all caught.
So the exit was blocked because, well, I mean, if we go back, I know we talked about this a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, 2019.
Right.
And
actually, it wasn't that long ago, but we have a friend who used to be a producer here. I mean, I know you're a master diver, Carl. You taught while you were in Hawaii and other things, and you dove in the Marines. But our producer, Chandler Arellano, who was with us for quite some time after he retired, came out of the Marines, came and worked for us for a while, and he got into diving and actually was one of those guys that would dive underwater. They make big bucks, you know, diving underwater and doing
professional.
What is it called when you
doing construction diving?
When you
welding.
Thank you.
Welding and stuff.
Welding
like
underwater, bridges, boats, whatever. That's a certain craft.
It is. In fact, he is in town now, and I believe he works at the dive facility.
Yeah, he and his brother. And so when we heard about this, we were asking, because they've been on that boat.
And, in fact, his sister had been on that boat a couple of weeks beforehand. So, yeah, it was, thank God that she wasn't caught on that. But this is, it was a terrible tragedy. Anyway, the captain just ended up with 4 years in jail.
So I guess my question was, how was he negligent? Well, was it in boat preparation when you had that?
There were safety. There were safety glitches.
Safety glitches. Did that happen?
Stakes were life and death. The U.S. Attorney's Office wrote, and yet the defendant did nothing to keep his passengers and crew safe. In the days, weeks, months, and years leading up to the Labor Day weekend trip, and on the night of the fire itself, is what it said. Now. And the victims ranged in age from 16 to 62. His defense said he did everything he could to save all on board the boat.
When you say nothing, you did nothing?
Well,
that's severe.
They're saying that he did. that the prosecutor said he could have prevented the deaths had he followed Cold Squad rules requiring him to keep a night patrol. That was what it was. He had a night watch on when that fire started. Nobody.
Oh, you mean people who were sleeping, and it was at nighttime, so nobody was watching?
One of his crew is supposed to be up 24 hours a day just for things like this.
Okay, well.
Anyway.
I mean, you know, I think it's even the most seasoned, wouldn't you say, Carl? I'm sure even the first responders and people who are trained, is it possible for, you know, our listeners, and I'm inquiring too, that people can freeze, you know, like all of a sudden they have a moment, they just, they're stuck in like, I don't know what to do, what do I do?
Somebody TikTok. Seen the fire. When it started, they could have hit the alarms. The people, you know, they could have had some people getting out, and it didn't happen because he didn't set the watch. So, I mean, he's the captain of the boat. It ultimately comes back to him. So it was a horrible tragedy. I mean, nobody won in this thing. They found a swastika at USC, you know, when they were having these.
USC or UCLA?
USC.
Oh.
Well, it could be UCLA, too, because they're finding stuff. But found a swastika graffitied onto the walls in the pro-Palestinian area there. Tells you a little something about it. The Columbia president's keeping a low profile as she fights for her job amid campus anti-Semitism. Another student pelted with rocks after standing up for the U.S. flag said she would die for Old Glory. You know, this is, you know, that fraternity that stood and held the flag and were attacked by this mob for a couple hours. Somebody started a GoFundMe page. They raised $239,000 to throw a party for the fraternity. And John Rich, you know, of Big Rich, is holding a concert just for them. So, they had pulled down the flag was at half mast in Charlotte at University of North Carolina. It's half mast because of those law enforcement officers that had been killed, four of them. And the Palestinian mob came up, pulled down the flag, and put up the Palestinian flag. The college president, escorted by security, pulled down the Palestinian flag to put up the other one. But while they had pulled down the other flag, this fraternity group ran over there and grabbed the flag and kept it off the ground. So they were fighting. So I don't know. I don't know what's coming. You know, if you're – the war – in Vietnam that had gone on, and you could, you know, you understand that, but doing these types of things is this hatred of Jewish people. If I was a Jew in the United States right now, I'd be wondering.
I'd be worried.
Just what is this? Is these riots and these takeovers and all of that, they're at the universities, but that's where they start. I mean, is it going to be other places where, you know, because a lot of these people are outside agitators. Most of the people arrested at Columbia were not students. Who's paying for this?
According to White, a nationwide more than 2,000 people have been arrested on college and university campuses since April 18th. Protests in solidarity with Palestinians under Israel's siege in Gaza have also spread to campuses in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East, according to this particular article. All right, so beef recall, you may want to know this. 8 tons of ground beef sold at Walmart locations nationwide have been recalled for possible E. coli contamination. In total, 6 meat items produced by Cargill Meat Solutions could be affected, according to a recall notice from the USDA. There have not been any confirmed reports of illnesses, but a spokesperson from the meat company said the products were recalled out of abundance of caution. Walmart issued a statement reiterating its comment to the health and safety of its customers. So you may want to, I don't know. I mean, when we get meat, I don't know if we get our meat at Walmart, but I mean, that's not to say if you get your meat at Walmart.
We don't get our meat from Walmart.
Well,
we get our meat when we go shopping from R&R.
Yeah, we
love R&R. And let me tell you, R&R has partnered up with the Reading Rodeo this year and is providing the steaks for the big steak feed. And not only that, CJ down at R&R did us a big favor one day. And I mean, a huge favor. He didn't have to. And on something on just we didn't even expect it. And you used to almost start crying.
Well, so I want to tell you it's going to make me cry because you know I love Chardonnay. I love my Chardonnay wine. Well, a violent hailstorm wreaked havoc on vineyards in Chablis, ripping plants apart in the latest weather-related blow to hit local Chardonnay winemakers. This is in the famous French wine region. We've had weird weather, as we know. Looks like we're going to have, you know, we're going to plummet. We talked about that earlier. Okay, so this is going to be a weird one right before we leave. Actually, we've got to go. It's time for us to take a break. Well, at 7:30. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Now, Four Winds Jewelry, our jeweler of choice. I love how they've been celebrated as
best in
the North State. That makes me so happy because they made our wedding rings. They've been sponsors of ours. We send all of our people, you know, it's a full service jewelry store where you take a watch in, you want an estate piece evaluated, you want to take in something that's fragile and you're not really sure. And I've said this before, is that if you wear rings all the time, like I do, and I beat them up because I never take them off, is, you know, you got to look at your prongs. If you've got a diamond in there or a ruby or some kind of stone, whatever it is, you want to make sure your prongs are tight and you just, it's a jewelry repair place and also create wonderful jewelry, one of a kind estate pieces as well. Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 530-222-2750. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy, and now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi. This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning here on the 3rd of May, and our guest is in the station, Jessica French. Good morning.
Good morning.
We need to, is she turned on? Okay, give that
good
one more
morning.
Time.
Good morning. There we go. I hear you now.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Now turn her down.
Don't,
okay.
See, this is, you know, it's live.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. We have Jessica French, and on the line, Shay Kennan. Good morning, Shay. Can you hear us?
Good morning. Yes.
Yeah,
okay, good. Now, Jessica and Shay, and probably a couple of other friends, have got a show that's starting next Tuesday. Ask Al. After their magnificent run, is taking hiatus, and Jessica had come in. And I said, well, it just so happens we have an opening.
Right.
So tell us
about your show. What do you want to try to get across with your show?
Right. So Shasta Unmasked actually started with the idea of being a podcast. And we put it on the back burner for a while. And then I heard there was an opening here, so I jumped on, and it just became good timing. But where the show idea came from was because of the political climate in the county. Lots of issues surrounding government and local things that were affecting our local government. Our local community. So
right.
Everything from the Board of Supervisors to elections to school boards, all kinds of issues like that. And I will admit, moving here in 1999, I was fully aware that I was moving into a home of Republicans.
Right.
And I'm a Democrat.
Okay.
And I resorted to that fact when I moved here. I've been more than happy to live here and be kind and have lots of friends, mm-hmm. and all of that kind of stuff.
The place itself is cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's another story, but my grandparents lived here their entire lives. My grandfather was a logger, an old-time logger, and I spent summers here, so I was familiar with the area, and I wanted to be closer to my grandparents, so
right.
we moved here. But anyways, so as time has gone on in these last few years recently, things have just gotten extreme. And I feel like there isn't really a voice out there for the more moderate people. And I feel like even there's a lot of Republicans and Democrats that really agree on a whole lot of things.
Right.
And
I would say the vast majority of Republicans and Democrats view the same thing
right.
alike.
Right.
And it's, I mean, some may lean to the right, mm-hmm. some may lean to the left, and then you've got, and it just keeps,
yeah.
it keeps diffusing now.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's brave. And because, you know, some people will try to pigeonhole us.
Right.
And say, oh, they're a bunch of, you know, right wingers. That's not true.
Right.
I mean, it's just not, if you know us.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, we're conservative in certain areas. I mean, we love our nation. You know, Carl was a Marine for 33 years. And it's sad to see the state of affairs of where, you know, the country is and how people
can't talk to each other.
You know,
right.
we've
and
lost our...
We can't listen to each other.
So it's important, I think, for our listeners to hear all sides, just like we do when we break bread together. We're all human beings. We're in the...
Right.
I wrote a song a long time that said, we all bleed red. It's true. Like...
Right, 100%. I have a saying because in my real job, I work with teens from all over the world that come to Reading and they spend the school year here. And I'm talking from countries like Gaza, for example. I have a student here from Gaza right now. I have a student from the West Bank here right now. And I say the same thing. If you have a meal together and you sit down and have dinner together, or if you're hosting in your home an exchange student from this place, you'll never look at their country the same again.
Right.
The kid from Gaza is stuck here, too, if I remember
yeah.
right.
There was an article, I think, recently.
Yeah. Yeah. He can't get back.
He can't get back, and he has no home to go to. So.
Oh, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
So.
And extremism is bad for everyone.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Shay.
Jump in anytime.
No, extremism.
Shay, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, I'm a local school teacher. I've lived here actually my entire life. I'm Cottonwood born and raised. And I have definitely watched a shift in our communities with the polarization. And it's frightening. And for me, it's personal because I'm a teacher and I've seen the extremism move into our schools and into our school boards. And I know we're going to talk a lot about Moms for Liberty when we get a chance to, but that's extremism at its worst. And it is detrimental to the education of our children. And I think we all agree that democracy is built through education. And without that, without public education, democracy's lost. And I think regardless of what side of the fence you're on, if you're a patriot and you love our country, you have to agree that educating our students is so important. So that's my passion.
Would you say that most of this started this anger, you might say, or
yeah.
people's feeling that got so strong started with COVID? I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't before that, but wouldn't you say when COVID occurred and they shut down a lot of the schools, and I'm talking across the country, I know many here didn't shut down,
yeah.
and businesses failed, businesses were forced to shut down, people forced to take shots, people canceled uh-huh. because of their, if they didn't agree with, was what was going on. Wasn't that huge jump start for
I
all
agree.
Of this?
Yes, I do agree. And I think that we're going to talk a lot about that on our show. We have some mental health professionals that are going to come on as guests, and we're going to talk about the mental health associated with what happened during COVID, also mental health that's associated with extremism. What were you going to say, Shay?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh,
well, Shay, you saw it there. You're a teacher. You saw what was happening
yeah.
on there, and
oh, for sure.
I just saw. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go on.
No, I just think it was the perfect storm. Really,
it was.
I think there was some political tension already, and then that was. I think a lot of people funneled their anger into the school system. That's where parents found that they had some control. And so, rightly so, they said, you know, no, we're not going to let you do these things with our kids. And I think it just kind of, that just exposed all the other things that were behind the curtain, really.
How far did COVID set back our school system, in your opinion?
Oh, at least, that would be hard to say, honestly. I really don't want to even try to predict. Because there's so many facets to it. It's the mental health part, the socialization of kids that stayed home and didn't go to school. Attendance is still poor because kids
yeah.
got used to not having to go to school if they didn't want to.
Uh-huh.
And parents found other avenues also, like started homeschooling their kids thinking that that was the better route, and then quickly found that homeschooling is not as easy as they thought it would be. And then now they're pushing them back into school. So I think this is going to have a lasting effect for a long time.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And we're still seeing it. We're seeing, like you said, we're seeing suicides and drug problems and
mm-hmm.
all of these things based off of something that happened in 2020. And it's going to have an impact on us for who knows how much further.
Right.
Okay.
And parents and teachers need to work together. Schools and parents need to work together, not against each other.
Right.
Okay, we're here with Jessica French and Shay Kennan. Their new show, Shasta Unmasked, begins next Tuesday at 6 p.m., and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? Jeff Wurst is such a great guy. He's been doing this for over 20 years. There's nobody better than repairing your windshield. You don't need a new windshield. You got a little chip in there. A chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff fixes it and then guarantees it for the life of the windshield. That's right. And with air conditioning on hot days, air conditioner hits that chip and it gets a lot bigger. Or during the winter when you got a chip and water gets in there and it freezes and that chip becomes a crack, you want it fixed. And Jeff fixes it, and you can't see it afterwards. I'm saying that because he fixed a crack in my windshield 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't take chances with your family safety. But just if you're not sure, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Hey, this program, this 30 minutes here, or it's now, it's 10 minutes left, is to introduce the new show. We're not taking phone calls. However, I understand where somebody might want to call in. So, Katie, give me a call after the show and you will have your own show right here for 30 minutes next week. To answer anything that you heard today that you don't agree with. And then their show starts next Tuesday.
Yeah, and we do plan on taking calls.
And they're
going to
take calls
too.
In. This is just to introduce the show and not to get into arguments. So that's what I'm offering. Just give me a call after the show today, and we'll get you all set up for next week. Okay, we're here with Jessica French and Shay Kennan. They've got a show called Shasta Unmasked. It's a more progressive look at what's happening around Shasta County.
Right. And also,
would you say that?
I would say that. I would say that it provides a platform for further discussion than the 3 minutes we're allowed at a board meeting. Hopefully we can provide more. We will have guests every time. We have a list already of people who have been messaging me that I never expected to message me asking to for they could be on the show to talk about how extremism has affected their life here in Shasta County, from public officials to school officials to people that it impacts their daily life because maybe they're a member of a group that is affected drastically by some of the decisions. And we want to provide a platform to that also. We want to provide balance because there aren't a lot of shows on, not necessarily in this station, but and all radio, and that it's just not balanced. So we would like to provide some more balance for that as well.
And as we've told you, and you know this, that we have offered, you know, this station is a community station. We offer a platform for everybody.
Right.
You can be removed from the platform for threats and all those
right.
kind of things. And there's going to be people that vehemently disagree with your show.
Right.
Just like there's people that vehemently disagree with Nick and
right.
Doug. And but that's okay.
And with us.
And,
right.
and with us. And with us. Anyway, but see, that's okay. Because, see, here's the greatest thing about the First Amendment. You may hear things that you don't like, but you, one, don't have to believe them, one, or two, you don't have to listen to them.
Right.
There you go.
100%.
And if somebody complains, well, I don't like what he said, well, don't listen to it.
Right. Yeah. Actually, the other day, we have an example of that. Somebody sent me a clip that someone said, and I said, don't send me that anymore. I don't need to hear that.
I've had that happen,
yeah.
too. Somebody sent me one, and he said, I thought you'd like to know this. And I went, not really, because
yeah.
frankly, I don't care.
Right.
And, yeah, frankly, I don't care. Okay, so this is going to start next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Right.
With Shay.
With Shay. Are you still here, Shay?
I can
I'm
hear.
Here.
Hi. She's in her car.
Hi.
Our structure, can I talk a little
sure.
bit about
yeah.
that?
Yeah, of course.
So our structure of the show, we are on Tuesday nights. Of course, we're after the Board of Supervisor meeting. We do plan on recapping that meeting from our point of view, discussing about important topics that, you know, a little bit past the 3 minutes, like I said, we're allowed. Between all of us, we attend pretty much every board meeting that exists in this county, so we do plan to attempt to recap as much of that as we can, from school boards to county meetings to, you know, the top local news and things of that nature. Also, we are partners with a few organizations that are working toward helping get elected candidates to school board positions, so we plan on talking about that because election's coming up in November. And Shay, what else?
Yeah, I think it's just about shining a light on extremism so that we can bring some scrutiny to it.
Okay,
and
now,
power.
You said, and you had a, you said something important here. This is your all's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a news program, folks.
Right.
This is, like many programs here, there'll be new stories, but then opinions get into it, very much like
okay.
our show. I mean, we'll read
like the boat captain, the boat that burns right, kills right. people. That's the story, but then there's opinion that goes along
right.
with it. Mm-hmm. So, okay. What else?
What else? So we also want to clarify misinformation around hot topics. So, Shay, do you want to give an example?
Of like...
Of a hot topic that's a false allegation. How about the fact that some people believe there are cat litter boxes in schools because children are acting like animals and need to urinate in them. So
I haven't heard that.
That is a literal belief of some people in this community, mm-hmm. And there's a there.
Or that teachers are giving students hormone therapy at school.
Right.
There's some very extreme beliefs that that people are spreading publicly, that they think that we are doing these things in our public school system. And it's very harmful, very harmful.
So we do plan on correcting misinformation on those important topics and having conversation about it.
And so, Shay, you're a teacher, and so you represent your particular school. Would you say that you represent your district? Are you reaching out? Do you have a platform with other teachers as well? We are finding out misinformation that's happening within their schools as well.
Yes. We will have other teachers that will be speaking, other not necessarily even teachers, but school staff, not just teachers. But, yes, and I don't represent my school on the show. No, I represent teachers
yes.
on the show.
Yes, but I meant like within your, you know, what you're experiencing firsthand within your classroom and
yes,
other teachers. Well, but you're experiencing within your classroom, within your school, whatever that is. I don't
yes.
really care if it's where it is.
Yes.
And then mm-hmm. talking with other teachers.
Yes.
And what they, you know, so there's this, like, conference of teachers that you're, you know, experiencing
yes.
conversation
yep.
with.
I may have
yes,
to,
absolutely.
I may have to call in because I have a couple of questions. And, but not today. Okay. Not today. Today
right.
we're talking about the show. It's going to start Tuesday. It's called Shasta Unmasked. You can probably tell it's going to have a different viewpoint than you've been hearing on other shows in this whole area, frankly. I can't wait for it to start. And if
we really appreciate you, Carl. Really, we do appreciate you. I wanted to say that.
Wait a minute. I'm a knuckle dragging. Wait a minute. I'm a knuckle dragging red-necked, you know, supremacist.
Sure.
Well, that's I've seen that written.
Yeah, that's
so,
been written
that's
here
been
locally.
Written. That's been
uh-huh.
written.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we. But those comments are just like the ones that say he walks on water. I take
sure.
both of them. I take both of them and put them where they belong. You know.
But we do appreciate you giving a platform to a different opinion for attempting to balance out the opinions given on your station. It's important. And like you said the other day, actually I've quoted you a few times now. So maybe you can clarify the quote for us. When,
all right.
when I saw you before, you said, I tell people that liberals in Shasta County,
oh.
what did you say?
Liberals in Shasta County, a liberal guy in Shasta County only owns two handguns and three rifles.
Yeah, exactly.
One of them is semi-automatic. So
I've repeated that several times because it's not true, but you know, the gist is
yeah.
that we're not as much, is not as different as you think.
No.
I have a lot of conservative values also. And some political ones that you might be shocked about. And we won't get into that today, but
yeah.
there's room to come together. So in addition to kind of dispelling some extremist views, we also want to provide a platform to come the middle to come together and talk about how those things affect everyone.
It does.
Not just
we, you know, I don't think anybody would disagree, and we have to run now, that we achieve a lot more working together.
Yeah,
and
100%.
You know, you can disagree and say, "Oh, I'm not going to vote for that." That's fine, but don't pillory the other person,
right?
And lose any chance of working together,
right?
And I think everybody agrees with that. It looks
mm-hmm.
like the last election, I think it said something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens in the future here. But welcome aboard,
thank
and
you.
We have this. We've, We've got, I think you're like our 14th local show that we have on the station, 13th or 14th local mm-hmm. show that's on the station.
We're excited.
Well,
thank you.
You know what? That's what we're here for, is to provide a voice for the people of Shasta County and beyond. So thank you. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
And when we come back, Congresswoman LaMaffa should be calling us. We'll be right back.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More protest encampments cleared from college campuses. This morning, the NYPD moved in and moved out anti-Israel demonstrators at New York University and the New School as violent pro-Hamas demonstrators continue, clashing with police on college campuses nationwide. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the chaos must end. In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Johnson says the chaos needs to end at America's universities.
You know, chaos and anarchy are not American values. And what's happening on these university campuses is outrageous. It's dangerous. You've seen it result and devolve into violence. It must be stopped. And these administrators have allowed this to descend into chaos. They need to lose their jobs, and we have to bring order to the chaos, and Congress will do it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on his weekly news program This Week on the Hill, tomorrow morning on the Salem News Channel, and on radio stations nationwide. Hiring tumbled last month, just 175,000 new jobs, down from 315,000 in March. Wall Street stocks are soaring, though, on hopes that this will help to convince the Fed to cut interest rates later in the year. Former President Trump says the economy is bad, and now it's starting to show. President Biden insisting the economy is in recovery mode. Well, you can get there from here, but it will take extra time and effort. I-95 is closed at Norwalk, Connecticut, the result of a fiery crash that damaged a bridge.
Stay away from that area. We've given a notice to all the trucking companies and others. Take I-87 if you can, or I-84 as alternatives. I-84 is an alternative. Rail is going, or good day to work from home.
Governor Ned Lamont heard on the Connecticut Network. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 335 points. NASDAQ ahead 273. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a red alert for hard-working Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and retirement savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing these schemes. Real patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is and fight back against the system. Now, with the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k may be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas into our election protection report. You definitely won't hear any of these in the mainstream news. Get your free copy of our election protection report now. Just text TRUTH to 76626. Plus, today you'll also get a free gold investment kit from our sponsor, Augusta Precious Metals. Text TRUTH to 76626 now and get the free report and gold investment kit. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text the word TRUTH to 76626.
Standard text and data rates may apply.
No end to the unrest, the violence gripping Haiti.
Gangs in Haiti laid siege to several neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, burning homes and exchanging gunfire with police for hours as hundreds fled the violence early Thursday, one of the biggest attacks since Haiti's new prime minister was announced. The violence erupted in neighborhoods located southwest of the main international airport, which has remained closed for nearly 2 months. As new leaders take charge in the country amid squabbling, Haitians are demanding that they prioritize their safety as gangs remain more powerful and better armed than Haiti's national police. I'm Norman Hall.
Britain's governing Conservative Party suffering heavy losses as local election results pour in. It's increasing pressure on Prime Minister Sunak ahead of a UK general election in which the main opposition Labour Party appears increasingly likely to return to power after 14 years. Labour won control of councils in England it hasn't held for decades. Townhall.com. The United Methodist Church has crossed a line, driving conservatives away.
For the past 52 years, the United Methodist Church has officially declared the practice of homosexuality incompatible with Christian teaching. But that has ended now that the church delegates removed that phrase from their official book of discipline at their Legislative General Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. The action comes a day after delegates removed a ban on LGBT clergy. The new document defines marriage as a covenant between two people of faith without limiting it to a man and a woman. The shift follows the departure of a quarter of U.S. congregations from the United Methodist Church amid disputes over LGBT issues. Keith Peters reporting.
Ukraine, along with trade and investment expected to dominate Chinese leader Xi Jinping's first trip to Europe in 5 years, starts on Monday in France. Xi's stop in France to be followed by visits to Hungary and Serbia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The 3rd of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And on the line, we have Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. Susan from Stiefel Investments.
Good morning. Well, stocks are in the green. Despite a slowing jobs report, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 329 points. At 38,555, the S&P 500 up 43 points at 5,108, the Nasdaq Composite gaining 287 points at 16,128. Active stocks this morning, Apple up $11 a share at $184.87, Google down $2.37 at $164.28, NVIDIA up $25 a share at $884.17, and Palantir Technologies trading up 72 cents at $23.27 per share. The 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 4.534%. For commodities, gold is down $14 an ounce at $2,307, silver $26 per ounce, and crude oil is priced at $78 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Wow, those are a lot of letters there, Susan.
There's more in the background.
We are so excited to have you call in, Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments. And, you know, you're located at Park Marina Drive on the second floor. Thank you so much for always giving an update of what's happening in the market. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you,
all right, you're not going to believe who just walked in the studio.
Give the weather.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I can't help it because the man walked in. All right, so today looks like we have increasing clouds, and our highs today will be 81. Overnight lows of 51. Slight chance of showers after 11 o'clock. We could have gusts tonight up to 22 miles per hour. But tomorrow, it looks like, of course, it's saying right here we have 100% chance of precipitation, which is just showers and thunderstorms possibly after 11 a.m. Steady temperatures with our highs, get this, 54 tomorrow. So we got this big drop. And then on Saturday night, I'm actually singing tomorrow night as we're supposed to be outside, but we'll see a chance of showers and partly cloudy with overnight lows of 42. Sunday, high of 63, mostly sunny, and Sunday night, 44. There's your weekend forecast.
Wow.
On KCNR, the weather is brought to you by always the Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business located in Anderson, where they always do their best to give senior and veteran discounts.
No, they always give senior and veteran discounts.
They do their best to come to you and see what they can do in order to help you make it work for your propane needs. 365-3793 is their phone number.
Now, usually, you know,
that surprised us.
I don't get surprised a lot, and, you know, mainly because I just don't get surprised a lot. But Congressman Doug LaMalfa just walked into the studios, and that kind of surprised me, and now he's trying to steal my dog. Look at that. Good morning.
Well, your dog's practically halfway in the car.
Halfway. Are you kidding? You know what? I would believe that if you opened up the back door.
He would jump in.
And it's not just you. It would just be like, oh, yeah, hey, let me go home with you and see how you treat me.
So we got him on Pet of the Week. You know, he came here to
Oh, really?
The studio, Doug.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Katrina. about a month and a half ago. So we decided then to,
don't bite the button off
down.
The Congress.
All right. So anyway, I will.
Just a little nibble there.
So
what's our name?
Buford T. Bott.
Buford T. Bott.
Yeah.
Named after the great Buford
of Texas.
Is there a reason that you have this wallet that looks like you maybe lost it in the waters in the 1980s and decided to retrieve it from a raft?
Oh, that's just my wallet, man.
I know.
It was
there's no ostentation.
It was a stocking stuffer sometime back in the late 80s.
Yeah, I know
it did. It was in my drawer for a long time when I wore out my last one. I just pulled this one out. It's one, you know, it's like the classic, has the Velcro on it, if you can hear it.
Yes, it is completely.
Yeah, there's one piece of Velcro
there,
left
there's
on
a,
it.
There's a remember when, you know, when you go on Facebook and they have these, like, the remember when? Yeah, that would have been depicting that. So.
We can't hear you when you're down
your
there
petting
the dog.
Your time capsule in your drawer, yeah. That's right. So, well, in the studios is with us Doug LaMoffa, but I think that Buford maybe, stole his heart there for a minute. But.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, how come you're down in Reading today?
Up in Reading?
Up in Reading, that's right.
Yeah, I always distinguish that between my Southern California people when I was in Sacramento. So, how do you like it up here? You mean down here? So, you know, just for kicks. Well, there's an important event going on out at Simpson in a little while. I'm going to go to that and going to have a meet-up or two and then head back down the valley.
Is that the groundbreaking?
Yes, sir.
For the STEM building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also for the Veterans Resource Center. That's there. That's going to be attached.
All the above.
All the above. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Can I say I think the world of Alexandria, your public affairs, or your the one that stays in touch with me.
Okay, good. So, good. Appreciate it.
Well, she is very proactive, and so I lets me know.
Xanadu, we call her.
Xanadu.
Everybody gets a nickname.
Right. Oh, my gosh, there's so much to talk about and so many questions to ask you, and, of course, we're wondering, with all of the first thing that we wanted to talk about, I think, with the campuses.
Yeah, the unrest on the campuses.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that on the
growing.
Way up. It's horrendous, but you know what? When you look at the source of hi, Buford. when you look at the source of a lot of nonsense in this country here, it's outside agitators are doing this. And you look at the number of people that allegedly are on the campus that aren't even students, you know. I mean, we don't have all the info yet, but it seems like there is the outside sponsors that are putting this chaos. And also, now, it's important, and it's horrendous how the anti-Israeli, anti-Jewish nature of things is so dramatically increasing and seems to be fairly okay. And a lot of people, there's folks in the media that would be appalled if this was happening to any other group. But they're kind of taking it in stride. Yeah, they speak out a little bit, but it isn't really with the same, impetus.
If this was done against an ethnic group.
Jewish people, is that an ethnic group or not?
Well, it is, but I'm saying
a different one,
I think you would hear a lot more.
Yeah, you would. So, I mean, it should be across the board when anybody's being put on ice this way. So I guess us white males are kind of used to it after a while, but you know, it's just,
but
it's
we
just,
should be, because everything's our fault.
Yeah, so. You know all that, right? I guess what I'm going to say, Carl, I believe there's a high percentage of it. This is a distraction while the Biden government and the globalist stuff going on is making big ground up on other things that are eroding our freedom with the climate change movement, the environmental movement, the movement towards centralized government, and, you know, the World Economic Forum. I mean, there's some dangerous people out there doing some very dangerous things that are going to erode our basic choices and liberties here. And if we're not paying attention to this, then we're like the frog in the almost boiling pot of water here. So I want people to be shook from their normal day-to-day routine and say, well, it's all this, all that, it doesn't matter. You guys are all in the uniparty. I hear that enough. Like, all the Democrats, Republicans are the same thing. Nonsense. And I can see a lot stronger language on that, but you'd have to beat me. You know? So, it's really, people gotta pay attention. You know, this election is the most important ever. And I think, you know, when we start at the presidential level all the way down to, you know, you got some fairly hot local races here. If you're not weighing in on this, and if you're just thinking like, no, it doesn't matter because they're all the same, it's a uniparty, then you aren't paying attention. And I can't help you once you're standing in a food line or your power's been cut off or you don't have a car to drive or a road to drive it on.
Well, let's just say it as an example of Columbia that arrested 300 people. The vast majority weren't even students. So,
well, finally, how long did it take? If you're a parent of a Columbia kid.
Yeah, but they're finding that in all of these places that over in Humboldt, right here in Humboldt, they arrested 32. Only 13 of them were students. The rest of them were outsiders.
Well, there you
go. And so then you have to ask yourself, well, who's paying for this to ferment this? But like you said, it's a distraction about other things going on. And we're going to talk about those other things going on.
The tents all look like the same brand of tent from, what is it, REI or Patagonia or whatever these left-leaning outdoorsy people are being part of. You know, it's all the same deal. You read this stuff, they're just all in on the environmental and climate change nonsense. They all work together on this stuff.
Yep. Okay, we're going to take a two-minute break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. This is a barbershop, not a hair salon. I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years. And it's a family-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business. They got started in 1960. I work by appointments, and I give them a call at 244-9478. Or you can just stop by. If they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm thinking about taking a congressman down there. Let him get
I've always wanted to visit. It sounds like a great place.
It is a great place. Yeah, they'd love for you to come by. We have Congressman LaMalfa in the studios with us. When you were talking before, you said there's things going on, and I see the Biden administration is cutting back on emissions on trucks, that they that there's farms out there that they believe that they're in real trouble with through the EPA. There's all types of stuff that, I mean, that they're forcing on through these agencies onto the people of the United States is going to have a huge impact on our bottom line.
Well, absolutely. It's going to export jobs. It'll export our industry that, you know, we need in this country. And the bottom line is that we do things much more efficiently, much more environmentally consciously, and much better treatment of labor than you can imagine would be in other countries here. I think a lot of our laws and regulations are still overbearing towards what we really needed. But when you talk about these truck regs, when you talk about exploration for energy, it's just one thing after another. These guys wake up every day, whether it's the California Air Resources Board or the federal one, just looking for some new way to regulate or ratchet down an existing number. You know, when you're talking, there's just a PM 2.5, which means particulate matter that's 2.5 microns and is it larger, I think, that they're looking to lower that number even more. I was talking to somebody from one of the northern counties. They think they're going to have to start buying electric school buses at some point in, you know, within 8-10 years. And the numbers they're quoting me is that a regular bus might be $200,000 and one of these electric ones might be $1 million.
Wow.
So, you know, I don't have the exact numbers, but it's proportionally much, much higher. One of the Valley schools bought an electric bus. They're all proud of the other day, but you know that had to take a massive amount of federal grant or something for them to buy it, because you know they're not in a position to buy this. So these are tax dollars going on these la-di-da, pie-in-the-sky ideals that really, at the end of the day, aren't helping much. They're just putting more and more people in a tougher position. Like school districts, they can't afford to be replacing their fleet. And when you're forcing, there's a California mandate that all forklifts by a particular year, I can't remember the year, it's not that many years away, have to be electric by, you know, let's say 2030 or 2035 or whatever arbitrary round number they pull out of the air. Well, I'm not letting them take my forklift off my ranch just because I use it a few hours a week, and that's going to have some marginal effect on CO2. Let me ask you once again, what percent of our atmosphere is CO2, Carl?
0.004.
0.04, yes, sir.
Or 0.04.
0.04. That's small
I
enough.
I know that.
Yeah, 0.04. Now, think about that, folks. It's not 4%, not 0.4, which is less than half of a percent. It's 0.04, okay? We're turning over our economy, our autonomy, to people like the WEF and this Klaus Schwab, I mean, who's a perfect, like, Dr. Evil character. And we're ceding all this to the UN, we're ceding it all to these international governments that don't give a rip about us or our sovereignty. You know, our job really needs to be much more focused on protecting our freedom, protecting our Constitution. And Constitution is there to protect us, but we have to protect it at the same time, because there's people out there who want to take an eraser to it and erode our basic cornerstone freedoms. And if you don't think it's happening, then you're not paying attention. You know, look at what these corporations are doing these days. There's this entity called ESG, Environmental, Social, and Governance. And most of these guys are really proud of their websites where they have, we have ESG there, we're pursuing our ESG goals, and we have our ESG monitoring. There's these groups that monitor how they're doing on basically the E part being environmental. What are you doing on climate change? And they're showing us how we're going to get to carbon zero by the year 2035 or 40 or 50 or whatever. What's carbon zero really mean? We just said carbon dioxide is 0.04% of the atmosphere, and it's gone up a tiny amount. But when you look at that, you know, CO2 is almost a rounding error compared to the other elements in our atmosphere. So I keep hounding on this because It's being used as a weapon against our economy and our choices. And CARB wakes up every day in Sacramento thinking of a new way to try and take a little more CO2 out of the air. USDA, federal government, doing the same thing. They want to tell us how to farm. Rice is actually being targeted on that because, oh, we make so much methane and so much this and that. Like, well, guess what? Do you want to import your rice? You want China to grow it for you? It really comes down to what choices do we have. We're going to do things more responsibly here than any other country is. Our natural gas we produce here is done much more cleanly and burns more cleanly than the mass amounts of Russian gas that the crazy people in Europe thought, oh, that'll be a great idea. Let's get a big pipeline coming from Russia to keep our people warm in the winter here. And no, they would never use that as leverage against us if we weren't doing what they want. Like they'll shut off that 90-degree ball valve of gas to it. And the Germans saw that. A couple of years ago, Germans were out cutting firewood because they started relying more on that, and they got rid of their nuclear power, and they got rid of their coal plants and all this stuff. So energy independence is a cornerstone of our freedom, and it's also a big driver of why there's so much inflation and why everything you pay for has, you know, much of it has doubled. Your grocery bill, it's not just up 8% like Biden's trying to say. You look at anything. Like my wife says, no, these numbers are low. Eggs have doubled. You know, mayonnaise has doubled. Milk is a lot more money. And people are having a lot less disposable income, which means they have less freedom of what they do with their time because they have to work harder in order to do the same things they were doing just 3 years ago before they put Biden in place.
Well, how do you really feel? No, you know, the thing is about inflation is, you know, for us people in the middle class, it's real to us. And to tell us that the Biden economics is working, I just go out and when you have to search for a place where you can buy gas at $4.60 a gallon instead of $5.15 a gallon, I mean, you have to search for the places.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's food, it's everything. And then it seems like even with all the money coming in, more tax revenue than ever before and all this, yet we still can't manage to lower the prices now. The Fed rate is not going to drop because inflation has not stopped. And so the impact on that goes across housing. It goes across food. Delivery of food, medical cost, insurance has gone crazy here in this state.
Or you can't get it. Yeah.
If you can get the insurance.
All this
is happening now.
Mm-hmm. Right under your nose. And when you keep voting people like Newsom in and a 3-to-1 Democrat ratio in Sacramento, this is what you're going to get from state policy. When you vote Biden in and they have a Schumer majority in the Senate, we're barely hanging on by a slim majority in the U.S. House. So of the six different entities as a Californian, especially if you're a conservative or you just want government to be held in check, all three in Sacramento are way lost with Newsom, a 3-to-1 assembly and a 3-to-1 Democrat state assembly. And D.C., you got a Biden White House, you got a Schumer Senate. That's 5 out of 6 that are implementing not just moderate Democrat thoughts, but crazy Democrat thoughts. And the House of Representatives, I know we look like a circus these days. We're about to do something stupid on the speaker, I think, pretty soon.
I was going to ask you that after the next break. I mean, I'll ask you right now.
Yeah,
Johnson came on as the guy that was anointed by everybody, and now, what, is there going to be a vote on him next week?
There's a good chance next week he gets brought up again. So, I mean, to the average listener, you know, probably a good percentage of your Republicans, anywhere from, you know, kind of conservative to very conservative, and maybe some moderate folks, whatever. And so when you look at what we're doing back there as a Republican majority, and I was complaining about this uniparty label that people just throw at us all the time, you know, saying, like, you're just the same as AOC. Like, oh, Doug is the same as AOC. Really? Really? You know? I mean, that's just such a throwaway, mindless thought when you say that. Now, the results sometimes you get, yeah, we have to compromise in order to get something finally done. And so, you know, when we do a spending bill, we try to put as much of our stuff as we want in there or take out as much as we can. Guess what? It still has to go to the Senate and get Schumer to agree on it. And then it still has to pass that and get to the White House. Right? And get the president to sign. Otherwise, you have government shutdown. So we'll go into that a little bit later. But Carl, how is it we're supposed to act when the voters give us what they give us across the nation, you know, with the makeup of the House and the Senate? What are we supposed to do? So on the Speaker's vote, it took 15 votes to get McCarthy in the beginning of last year in January. We can't do any other business in the House by law, by chart, the House rules, until the Speaker is named. Then so, you know, eight guys decide to throw McCarthy out because we have a slim Republican majority last, what was it, October? And so all the Dems joined in because the Democrats know McCarthy was a threat to them. McCarthy was very good at what he did in leading and party building and keeping a majority, which that is an important part of what happens. So if the Republicans are majority in the House, at least that's a break on, you know, putting the brakes on the craziness that they're going to put out under a Pelosi-led or a Hakeem Jeffries-led House in combination with Schumer and these crazy mandates you see coming out of the Biden administration. That all gets rubber stamped with the Democrat House. And so even though we look like a clown circus on the Republican side with what goes on, I think you would rather have us in charge of at least one aspect of government than what these guys will unleash upon you if they're given back all three legs in Washington, as well as the all three legs they already have in California, which just look, spend 10 minutes looking at what our state's doing to us.
Okay. We're here with the Congressman LaMalfa, and we're going to take a quick break and be back in 2 minutes.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Friday, the 3rd of May, 8:32 in the morning. And today at the Waffle House, they're having a veterans meeting there. This is open to all veterans. It's hosted by the Marines, but it's open to all veterans. Starts at 11:30 at the Waffle House, and it's just an hour of lunch and chit-chatting and all of this. And you, if you're a veteran, you are invited. We don't care what your service was. Come on down to the Waffle House today off of Athens Avenue at 11:30. All right. We're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and we're talking about the things that are happening in our country that he sees back there at the in the House of Representatives. And, Your passion is very obvious, Congressman, that when you see things like this, because you're worried about the direction the country's going. I see things, you know, I look at the polls. Now, polls, I don't you know as well as I do what polls, it depends on the question. Depends
they're semi-accurate,
on the group.
Right?
Yeah, they're semi-accurate. But for the last, I don't know, two or three polls, the economy and inflation has been leading it, and the border is right in there at two or three. And yet it continues to go on or get worse. And the people of the United States have a chance in November to try and reel that back in. What do you think is going to happen in November?
Well, are you asking me for the predicted outcome of an election?
Yeah, I believe about the people. I mean, you talk to, of course, all your fellow representatives, mm-hmm. and believe it or not, the congressman does have lunch with Democrats and all this. Oh, yeah. They all get together because mm-hmm. there are things that you all can agree on.
It's better behind the scene on getting along with Jill Takuda from Hawaii, okay, mm-hmm. the representative over there. She's new. She represents Lahaina, which burned down, and 100 people lost their lives. So we teamed up on how we can do things to make post-fire operations better and pre-fire of managing our forest lands and other lands that might, you know, all that stuff. That was a great bipartisan thing. Me and Mike Thompson he's from wine country. Same thing on this fire issue, trying to make this tax that people are subject to from especially Zog Fire folks and Camp Fire. The IRS is going to tax people's award benefit that PG&E when, you know, that lawsuit there. So we're trying to come together. It does happen, you know, and I heard somebody on the radio as I was driving up. You had a couple folks in here that are trying to have a new program, trying to talk about things a little more,
mm-hmm.
you know.
From the progressive side.
So I don't use the word progressive because I don't see progress from the far left.
Well, I'm just saying is that their viewpoints are a little bit different than
and that's fine.
Any of our absolutely right it is.
But the wordsmithing is important too, that they've adopted the word progressive. Like, you know, you see what's happening to our kids in school with these drag queens coming in, that's progress, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, but I won't get on that. So there's a lot of bipartisan opportunities for things. But the bottom line is that we are still in giant trouble and with my colleague from Arizona, David Schweikert, he's a Republican there in a very marginal district down there. He barely hangs on to his election, but he's one of the most common sense guys, and he's not really rewarded for it, even by our side. He puts out a daily debt monitor that he sends to me. Right now, the national debt stands at $34.5 trillion with a T.
Dollar. Whoa.
And every day, he's got his change per period, per day, per hour, per minute, per second. The one he updated 2 minutes ago, the change per second in debt is $100,000.
Per second.
Per second, okay? So, you know, in the time we've been on the show, it's gone up about, let's see, let me count the zeros here, about this show today, it will have gone up a third of a billion during the time of today's show. So, so are those sobering numbers to anybody yet, or does anybody know what a trillion or a billion is?
Well,
you know, it's just.
It used to be a million, then it went to a trillion. I mean, a billion. Now it's a trillion. Is there another word above trillion?
They've approached me about replacing the Pitt River Bridge, the I-5 bridge up here over the lake
here.
You know, its useful life it was completed in 1941. Its useful life, you know, it's a little bit debatable, but it's got that train that goes across the underneath part and it shakes the heck out of the bridge. So it'll be 110 years old in 2051 is what I kind of settled on. Maybe we need to replace it by then. But today's number is $5.7 billion for that bridge. 5.7 to keep I-5 going, you know.
Today.
You know. And so they built the Golden Gate Bridge for, what, $35 million back in the day? I know it's a lot different numbers and things, but, you know. But everybody that approaches me about a project is well, first we've got to do our environmental and our design. Like, well, why do you need to put a couple lanes on a road, $2 million for environmental and design? Isn't anybody out there that knows how to design something or has a template that you can kind of pull off the shelf and change the coordinates a little bit and that's your design? Environmental, I mean, how many birds and bugs do you got to count before you kind of know what the deal is on an already established roadway? But we waste so much money and effort and time of the taxpayers suffering with bad infrastructure. I'm all over the place here, Carl and Linda, but gee whiz.
Well, let's go back to the bridge. I mean, the bridge is going to need to be replaced. We know this.
Yeah.
And the fact is, that is the link between North California and Oregon and beyond.
It's extremely important to the West Coast.
And to do you can do an environmental impact statement, but the thing about it is the bridge is going to be built. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just going to be built. So, and the length of time it's going to take it to be built, because they're going to have to also build the railroad tracks.
They might leave that one there with the train on it, but the freeway one will probably come at a different angle.
So
you take those big loops out, especially on the north side.
Yeah.
That can be straightened out by coming across at an angle.
Okay.
So, anyway, I don't want to get too caught up in this one piece, but this is an important deal. And when you look at it, look at the Baltimore Bridge that got knocked down by a ship here recently, right? That's an important piece in that area, but it's not the only one. They do have ways to get around it and stuff. Think about the main artery between basically the Mexican and Canadian border here, knocking that out. If the railroad portion was deemed unusable, then they're telling me that Union Pacific would have to reroute through Salt Lake City. Can you imagine what that does to freight? And think about, if troop movement and military movement is somehow important on the West Coast, if things start rocking and rolling here one of these days, and having that knocked out, that'll be just more of the paralysis we have of lack of preparedness for anything. And we aren't, you're a military man. You understand preparedness is better than most. And do you think our country's prepared for a big crisis? I mean, if whether it's a natural disaster or our sieve of a border where how many tens of thousands of Chinese nationals are coming in, most of them seem to be military-aged males from there or wherever they're coming in.
It's gone up something like 2,000% in areas. We were told that by Sheriff Johnson, who's just there, that Oklahoma all of a sudden is being inundated with Chinese. Oklahoma. And that now California has the most migrants coming across the border than any other state.
Illegal immigrants, okay?
Okay.
Migrant is another one of those wordsmithing things.
Illegal immigrants.
Everybody uses migrants, and it really makes me angry when they use these fancy words.
It's not a real fancy word. I got it.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Or newcomers. White House is using newcomers. Oh, you're welcoming the newcomers.
No.
People don't get duped by the language, all right?
They're coming across the border illegally, but now down in San Ysidro in that area, they're the number one spot in the nation for people coming across. Then they just made the announcement for the first time in 3 years, the population growth of California is no longer going minus. Well, ask yourself why. It's because we have 10,000 illegals coming across the border every day.
People that earn things to produce things are the ones leaving, but they're being, and it's easy to outstrip those folks with a massive open border with people like, hey, free stuff and or others coming here with a more worse agenda than that at the behest of foreign governments and oligarchs and all that.
Is there any way I know it won't go anywhere in the Senate, but is there any way what's the House done? I've read they tried to pass laws.
Well, we've passed lots of bills. From the beginning, we have HR2, which is a border bill and all that. We pass bills and they stop in the Senate. So, people think we aren't doing anything. We try that. We try defunding things. And, some of my colleagues were having a little heated argument at breakfast the other day. Some want to shut down the government. Okay. So, and they call us other Republicans that haven't been as inclined to do that. Some of my colleagues saying, well, our spineless colleagues that aren't willing to do it. Like, okay, well, help me find my spine, people, by showing me how a government shutdown will help or be effective, okay? I remember a pretty big deal one back in 2013 under Speaker Boehner, where we did shut it down for I think it was 13 days when Obamacare was about to kick in. And I drew that line in the sand as well. Like, if Obamacare kicks in and we don't do something to leverage what power we do have to change it, stall it, redo it or something, we're going to have this permanent program that will never go away, that doesn't work, that bankrupts the healthcare system. And what do we end up getting out of it? Some small percentage of people ended up with insurance that didn't have it, yet everybody's insurance has been taken over and is mandated by government to do certain things. A whole bunch of doctors retired, a whole bunch of healthcare providers retired, said, screw this, we're not playing around in this system anymore because it's no fun, and getting paid for doing my job is such a hassle. and the amount of work they have to do with the, you know, tracking and coding all their patient work is just no fun. And so we gave that a shot on shutting down. It was again 13 days. We lost. Obamacare kicks in, and then the federal bureaucracy say, "Oh, that time we lost. We're now 3 months behind on getting out our paperwork. If you're waiting for a permit from Army Corps of Engineers or EPA or something like that to try and do something on, you know, reforming your land or, you know, a project on the highway or whatever." They just go into just complete coma mode. Oh, we can't do anything because we don't have staff or funding. It's so sickening. So, you know, when you come back to elections, you got to vote for people that are not going to empower more and more bigger government. And because this is what's going to keep happening to all of us that just try and do anything. Yeah, man.
Well, let's take a break on that.
No, I mean, we're like, we talked about this. The people that we put in to run are so questionable.
Yeah, I mean, none of us are perfect. I ain't perfect. I'm just a guy that came out of the fields some years ago to try and do something on this, and I'm going to get some things wrong. I'm going to get yelled at over my Ukraine vote the other day. I voted against more Ukraine money. There's an argument, well, maybe we should keep funding them because that means our people don't have to go over and fight a war when it turns into a NATO war. We could have a good back and forth on that as to whether it's right or wrong. And I'm not convinced I'm 100% right with the vote. I might be 60% right, you know, but there's people out there sick to death of how much money is going to Ukraine. And we don't seem to be getting, I don't see what the result is. I don't see what the win's going to be there. So I did support it the first time, you know, a year and a half ago, whatever it was. Say, well, let's try this. Let's see. You know, are we going to be able to tie up Russia? But I think at this point, it seems like Russia is actually bleeding us because they got China with them. They got Iran with them. They're selling oil. They're selling gas. And they're in unity with that. And we're kind of, I don't know how unified we are with Western Europe and in NATO, and, you know, cause there's a bunch of people buying fuel from Iran right now, helping support Iran. That's stupid. And why doesn't Biden and us have strong sanctions against Russia and Iran? And why are we screwing around with China anymore, even doing that much business with them? For that matter, Mexico. Okay. They are just dumping everything that they can across our border, harming us instead of being cooperative, you know? Oh, well, that means it's going to be bad for trade, you know, and this folk and that folk, or their commodities won't be able to be sold into Mexico under the new form of NAFTA. At what point do we look at what we have here and how much we're endangering our society versus a little bit of trade? I'll let you go to your break.
And we'll be right back.
On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
And good morning and welcome back to the show. Remember, 81 today, 51 tonight, chance of showers after 11. And then tomorrow, it looks like we've got just 54 degrees tomorrow. So we've got this big jump. And there are chance of thunderstorms as well tomorrow. Overnight lows tomorrow night, 42. And Sunday.
You're singing outside, aren't you, tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's mostly sunny with 63. But you know how it could be, you know, it could be scattered, and it might be nice. It might be nice.
You've
to
gone
have
out there before when it was so hot
that
your eyelashes melted off your eyes.
Dr. Khan's Medical, his little jazz group afterwards for all of the people that that come. It's an accredited program, and they always have an incredible speaker that comes in from some place in the world and talks about, you know, something
with cardiology,
medical device that they've made, and it's just fascinating. So. Anyway, 8:50 in the morning, Doug LaMalfa just graced the studios by coming in today. We love it, your passion. And we wondered if we were going to take a call. Ron, we are going to take your call, but you've got to make it short. What's on your mind?
Okay. With the president leaving the borders wide open and the people are coming across the border with drugs and everything else, and when Joe Biden decides to turn over our sovereignty to the United Nations, and the World Health Organization, how will the Congress stop Joe Biden and Kamala Harris from doing something like that? And that's my question.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Hey, Ron, thank you. And believe me, I feel this angst every day on this of just how, you know, Biden ought to be hauled in for treason at this point. We already tried to impeach Mayorkas, which we knew that wasn't going to go anywhere because you got a Schumer-led Senate on that, and they promptly ignored it when it was delivered over there. They did nothing about it. So if this matters to voters, if this matters to people, they should be paying attention when the Senate, when they have a box to check for senator this coming year. As far as how do we stop them, we can try to defund. You know, once a law is in place or once the executive branch is in place, they carry out the laws. They enforce the laws. Congress doesn't enforce. It makes laws and it funds them with your tax dollars. And so we were talking a bit ago about, well, what leverage do we have at that point once the executive branch is carrying the ball? We can continue to try and defund. We can shut down the government, as some of my colleagues talk about. And how long can you shut it down? You know, because who doesn't get funded? It ends up being our military. Who doesn't get funded? Sometimes it's, you know, healthcare systems and things like that. Who gets funded anyway? You think like you're going to get even with the federal government and the agencies like that? These folks, it just becomes a vacation for federal workers, and they get the back pay when you finally do turn the lights back on. So otherwise, people that are in line waiting for, you know, you've got a freeway project or a dam project or a levee project or whatever it might be. You got contractors out there get paid by the government. They aren't getting paid anymore, so they shut down their operation. They go somewhere where they can make a living because they still have to make a living every day, unlike back there where we print money. So then when you want them to come back to complete your third lane on I-5 through Reading or whatever, they have to remobilize, which costs money, and it's a loss of time, and the price of everything's gone up a little bit more. So when we shut down the government, I don't know that that's a win, you know? So it really comes back to, if the voters would give us tools of people that actually care about this country instead of others or open borders and things, that's what it boils down to. And so that means if you vote for Biden, that means you get 4 years of this. Okay?
4 more years.
We had 4, and it'd be 4 more years. Him or Harris or whoever ends up, you know, Biden may not last 10 minutes if he wins the election, gets sworn in again until they move whoever's number two up. I don't know if they're going to keep Kamala or not. But if you give them 4 more years, then other than just flat having enough momentum to impeach them, which isn't going to happen because you're not going to get 2/3 of the votes of the Senate. The voters have to pay attention and get it right in who the president is the next 4 years. And we see when you have a runaway executive branch, a runaway presidency on regulations and stuff, that it is out of balance. It's supposed to be equal, co-equal with the Congress and the courts, and it really isn't. The Congress seems to be the least powerful, and that's the one that's closest to you. Obviously, here I am standing here today, and your senators as well, although they don't come up north of Redding or Sacramento very much. Anyway, long answer. If we can try and leverage taking their money away, but that doesn't last very long when the Senate is run by Schumer, and we either go to shutdown or you just try and bleed them a little bit at a time with a compromisey bill. Does that do it?
Yep, I think so. The fact is we've gotten to the point, and it sounds like is they're at a standstill in things. Executive orders that are being issued by the president have reached the they're just executive orders, and they can be canceled the first day the next president comes in, as Biden showed when he shut down the closing of the border.
Funny thing is, the Obama ones didn't get shut down when Trump tried to take them out on DACA and some of this other border stuff. The courts somehow stick up with that. And when we look at our court system, you look at these kangaroo courts, doing all the stuff against Trump right now, or the January 6th folks, some of people need to be prosecuted and some are just trespassers that need to be fined and sent home. I don't know that justice is really just anymore, especially in large urban areas where, the appointments that these governors in or the White House makes are liberal judges, not progressive. These are liberal judges that aren't really interpreting the Constitution. They're out there politicking, and it's really dangerous. And at some point, patriots are going to have to be pushed into a corner far enough, and they're not going to take it anymore.
What does that mean? You think, not take it anymore? Mm-hmm. I mean, just saying is I'm not going to obey this law.
The left doesn't seem to obey laws. Is the right going to be the only suckers obeying bad laws at some point,
I think when people will get to a point, I have a friend that had a perfectly good truck.
I hear you.
And the state said we are not going to permit that truck anymore, even though it passed smog, it was a safety, nothing wrong with that truck. He had to spend $250,000 on a new truck to be able to continue his business.
Mm-hmm.
And very important.
He probably relies
business.
On his truck.
Farm. This is a big truck, and he's in a specific business.
We have trucks on my farm. We had two of them that were, one was fairly new, just meet the carb deal. One was a little older. It's a beautiful truck. A nice Peterbilt. I think a model 379, the square nose and all that. Beautiful truck. But it was the wrong year. Even though it runs good, we keep it in good tune, we had to go buy a third truck from over in the wine country there just so it'd have the right number on the serial number in order to be compliant. And there's a word I hate a lot, compliant and compliance, because that's a bureaucrat somewhere deciding what your life is going to be and what you can afford. Man, that burns me. And so your friend with the truck, I get it. And, we're working on legislation to make it where if you want to buy a new truck, at least you're not going to be taxed on a World War I era federal excise tax that adds $20,000 to $30,000. But I don't think you should have to buy that truck to begin with, especially if you're below a certain amount of miles. You used to have exemptions for low mile trucks or ag trucks, and they're taking all that away because they wake up every morning at the carb down there thinking of a new regulation or tightening down another regulation just because they can. They don't give a rat's rear end about what that does affect the economy, local people, or that the economy or agriculture or timber or mining even stays here. Look at this Klamath Dam deal. There's so much sludge going down that river from removing the dams, and they got rid of gold mining a few years ago because it might make a little silt there and disturb the fish. They're killing hundreds of thousands of fish. These bureaucrats don't actually mean what they're talking about. It's really about how they can further corral us into really, really getting us off the land and into urban settings. It'll look like Shanghai before too long.
Well, I have a girlfriend that moved to Texas, and her mother just passed away. She's in California working on her mother's estate. She wants to take some things back to Texas. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I've got a certain – I got to figure out a trucking company. And I said, well, you can't – if you rent a U-Haul, it's going to cost a fortune to go from California to Texas. And
she could probably drive the U-Haul for free from Texas to California.
Yeah, she said that there's certain – trucking companies that change trucks so that one truck will be able to drive into California because of the emissions, And some trucks won't even come into California because they're like, why should we have to pay for all that stuff? Mm-hmm. So we have people out there. We're talking about there's trucking companies out there that are still driving up and down, you know, through the United States doing delivery but won't come into California. So
you
how is this supposed to help our...
We need more. I'm sorry for the people of California. We need more of them to not come to California and then put us on ice so the voters will finally figure out, why can't I even do something simple? Because we keep voting in the people that are doing this stuff to us, naively thinking it's just going to all somehow be good or better. If, you know, a state assemblywoman, one of my committees back in the days, was telling the airlines, we're too important of a market for us to not keep doing this. You know, so we think we're that important. No, cut us off, man, and then the voters will learn.
Our guest today is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And if you couldn't tell what's going on with the congressman, then you weren't listening. And okay, he's heading over to Simpson
for the
groundbreaking of the new STEM building over there.
Yep.
And thanks for stopping by.
Yeah,
I really
appreciate
it.
Thank you. Sorry for that blizzard there. But
no,
we got to pay attention. We got to have a spine and pay attention.